guys, back in the stew again tonight. Like a normal Thursday for us fine gentlemen. We start things off a little bit on the NBA draft. Not too much. We weren't too educated on this draft. Then we, after that, we do some five things I love about you. Some three interesting characters that we all picked. Then we reviewed this week's NFL games. And then we talk about our picks real quick. And then we finish up with some boom bust. All right, so what's up, guys? What do we got going on this week?
Well, what do we got going on? We got a Tesla interview going
on. Oh, shit.
Next Wednesday afternoon.
Is it with Elon?
Next Wednesday afternoon?
Elon hit my line and said, "Hey, Dave, you see the stock is booming. We want to boom it more."
Damn, man.
And they hit my line.
Are you the reason that my 1.79 shares of Tesla is going up this week? A lot? $100?
100%.
100%
If you look in the news, they say, "We are about to hire Dave."
It's shooting up.
It's shooting up. Davey.
What about you?
Not too much. Just chilling, doing some online schoolwork most of the week.
Sure.
I feel like you got the same what's up every week.
Just doing schoolwork.
Bro, so would you if you live an hour from everybody else with online schooling.
Oh my god, he just almost fumbled that. No way.
That was a fumble.
No way that was a fumble.
Just online school though?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So I was at work probably around like 3 or 4 o'clock today, and I get a text from my younger brother, and I was like, "That's weird." And he said, "Fix your lineup." And I was like, "Oh, like sweet."
Dang, what a homie.
Thanks. I was like, "Thanks, Bubba." And then he texts me back. He goes, "I'm still going to kick your ass." So I was like, "Wait a minute." So my little brother, I didn't know I was playing him. He texted me telling me to fix my lineup and then still tells me he's going to kick my ass. I was like, "Wow, that's pretty baller of him."
That's respect.
I know. I was like, "Damn, that kid's got some fucking stones on him."
That's really going to rub it in if
I need you. I need you to beat him, though, so he better not kick your ass.
I mean, right now I'm up 5 because he's got Kyler Murray, who hasn't done anything in this game yet.
Oh, and touchdown.
Oh, my God.
What is he doing? We are watching the Cardinals-Seahawks games, by the way.
Yes. But, so right now I'm up. So you're welcome. And I only have a receiver going.
Nice.
But
that's not bad, though.
Yeah. That's all. I don't really got nothing new going on. I've been same thing, different day.
Feel you.
Real grind.
NBA draft talk, boys. I mean, I wasn't able to really watch. I mean, the only reason I was somewhat in this draft sucked.
Yeah.
The draft's horrible.
I did.
I was reading something that, what was it? Like, the top 3 players this year wouldn't even go top 10 next year. So
God damn.
That doesn't, the draft is
who's
bad
like the,
this
do
year.
Do you know who, like, the top guy is next year?
No, not yet. But,
damn, that's crazy, though.
Isn't it? Mm. But, there's an odds boost on DraftKings for the, like, in this order to go Edwards, Wiseman, Melo, and that was, like, the easiest money ever. So,
Well, especially for, like, a boring draft, because, like, I thought, like, the draft was going to be, like, filled with, like, trades, because it's, like, kind of mid-players, like how you were saying.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
This has got to be the first draft in a while that I don't know, like, besides, like, maybe,
top
like,
three.
4 or 5 guys, yeah, the top 3 was it for people I knew, man. Like, I knew Obi Toppin.
He fell. The Knicks actually got a great
finally.
Pick.
I mean,
I feel like Cole Anthony went kind of
He's not that good, though. That's the thing.
You can score your buckets. I guess he's like an upgraded version of, like, Carson Edwards, in a
sense. Carson Edwards?
That's kind of
he was money at Purdue. I mean.
Carson Edwards. Do you mean, what is it, C Boogie on Instagram?
C Boogie. That's a gas name.
Yeah, that's a sweet name. But, I mean, the draft, I don't know, like, if you guys watched it all. I literally turned my TV on for one pick, and I was like, this is weird, and then I shut it off.
Yeah, I only had it on, like, in the background while I was playing, like, 2K.
Yeah.
Man, I really wanted the Celtics to take Trey Jones, but they just wouldn't do it.
Trey Jones. He fell, dude. He was, like, the 43rd pick or something. Or no, 30.
Yeah, something like that.
Late 30s, high 40s. But
it's fine. We got the next Klay Thompson. Say, best shooter in the draft? That's what they're saying.
He's from Vanderbilt, though. Who's ever good from Vanderbilt?
He's always the first.
There was one kid that just got drafted from Vanderbilt. I forget his name. Within, like, the last 2 years. damn it. Darius Garland.
Mm.
He was, like, a top 5 pick.
All right.
That was a very bad pick by the Cavs.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I mean, the NBA draft, it was different this year. I mean, it sucked.
Mm.
I I don't know. I didn't really have much. Like, I wish I could have put more time into it. I feel like it would have been better if we got to watch March Madness, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, that's kind of obvious.
That's like a big time to like really discover some of these kids that like we as like not like dedicated college basketball players or watchers like we get to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about LaMelo to the Hornets? Think that's a good fit? What do you guys think?
MJ gave the stamp of approval the day before the draft.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I think MJ is all for it.
I'm excited for like LeVar.
LeVar and MJ?
Yeah, that's so sick.
We finally get the one-on-one game they've been talking, or that LeVar's been talking about, so that's going to be so pretty dope.
God.
That's going to, yeah, I don't know. I think, I mean, LeVar's been quiet ever since he had that whole, like, thing happen with, what's her face on SportsCenter, Molly.
Yeah, I think so.
See, I think that was blown way out of proportion, yeah, because I watched it happen live, and I was like, what?
LeVar Ball is not a bad dude, I guess that's the thing. He just says wild shit half the time.
Yeah, no, I think that was completely blown up, and so I don't know.
Also, I feel like he's been quiet a lot because Lonzo and LaMelo were both like, yeah, we're not doing no big baller brand no more. Sorry, pops. Like, I'm pretty sure Melo signed with Puma or something like that.
Melo did, yeah.
Damn.
All right. Well, I mean, that's all for the NBA draft.
I just thought we should
definitely talk about it, but it wasn't as enjoyable as it normally was.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Little five things I love about you. Ooh. Who would like to go first? Jarrett?
I'll start us off with a real heart warmer. I got five things I love about my dog, Layla.
Ooh.
She's a chocolate lab. She's 8 years old now, I think.
Layla.
I love Layla.
Should I go all five? Or?
Yeah.
All right. So first thing, she always sleeps in my room. So when I wake up, she's like there on my bed chilling. And I'm always like, hi, puppy. And she wags her tail. So that's awesome. You always want to have a dog greeting you in the morning. She never, ever barks unless some unknown person comes to the door, like a great doggy should. She knows how to give me a high five with her left paw and her right paw.
That's sick.
I always go, Layla, high five. And I go, other hand. And she goes, boop, boop.
I taught my, like, very stupid dog how to do that, believe it or not. My dog's an idiot, but he knows how to do that too, which is sick.
But Layla's not stupid.
No, Layla's not stupid.
Layla is a queen.
Okay, number four, she has, like, the softest fur ever, and I don't know why. It's like she never lost her puppy fur, but I love it. She's sweet to pet all the time. And this is something funny that she does. Whenever, like, my mom gets, like text or something, and, like, her phone goes off, Layla will always just, like, get up from where she is and walk away. I don't know why, but she just hates phone noises, but it's super funny.
Not about that life.
I was like, oh, see you, Layla. She's like, doo-doo-doo-doo, walking away.
I want to mention another thing I love about Layla is anytime you have the guys over, she will walk downstairs, say hello, you'll give her pass, and she'll walk upstairs, you won't see her for the rest of the night. It's so funny.
She's like, what up? RIP,
see y'all. That's so true.
All right. My guy is Elon Musk.
I wonder why.
All right. So start with my number five reason. He's about to hire me.
Ooh. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. Come on. I'm going to get that job. And then number four is SpaceX. SpaceX is sick. Space is sick. I fuck with that. Mm. That's sick. Number three, he sells dope cars. Right. I love Tesla ever since it comes out. I feel like when you see a Tesla on the road, it's like, ooh, a Tesla.
When can Teslas like self-drive? Like, I thought that's been a thing, but apparently it's not a thing.
Like, wait, what?
I think like the updated cars, you can like kind of self-drive. Like, I think you need to keep your hands on like the steering wheel.
But you can kind of self-drive.
But like I don't know. Honestly, I'm not like super.
You better find that out, Mr.
Facts, bro.
Future Tesla employee.
When I work for the company, they'll tell me. All right. Number two, he had a goth girlfriend. That's fire.
That's hot.
Sick.
A dude that like high up on the chain is having a goth girlfriend. Like, that's just mad funny. And then number one, he smokes weed. I just think that's sick. Yeah. With Joe Rogan, that was dope.
Smoke together or something?
Yeah, on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
no way.
Mad funny.
He didn't inhale it, though.
Yeah, it wasn't a good puff.
Yeah. But
it wasn't
we'll give it to puff. Him. He tried it.
It still happened.
Yeah.
Girls Flag Football League on the commercial right here in between the...
And dudes,
but it was just an all-girls league. Here we go again. That's sick. She's probably better than half the guys in this room.
She's like Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Five things I love about Philip Rivers.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right. He loves kids and is a great father. He just can't stop having them. Right?
Proven fact.
He is willing to hurt his own stats at the end of a game in like a tough, like close game scenario where they're down 4 points and need a touchdown. He throws his Hail Mary and he throws a pick. He's willing to risk that biscuit for a potential touchdown.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
Yes. He doesn't want to throw it, but like if throws the pick, like he's just like, whatever, like I tried my hardest.
Phil Rivers only throws picks for the good of humanity.
Exactly. Right.
He's got the nuts.
Yes. He is the most, so actually continuing with that kind of, this is my third one, he is the most exciting fourth quarter player to watch ever in the history of the NFL. Sports, any sports. Ooh. Better than watching Isaiah Thomas in the Celtics like 3-4 years ago. And I love it because you never know what he's going to do. Like I explained about the Chargers a couple weeks ago. Like, why would you want to? Like, you can't expect. You got to expect the unexpected with this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Number two, he is an anti-cursor. He doesn't swear. That means he is
Christian
responsible.
Dadgummit.
Dadgummit. Dang flabbit. So, yeah. We appreciate that. We can always have him mic'd up, and they're not going to have to, like, worry about what he might be saying.
Yeah.
And his mic'd up is probably the funniest thing you could ever listen to.
Yeah, he's a huge trash.
That is
fact.
Because he's talking trash, but, like, you just want to laugh in his face because he's using, like, kids, like, or, like, words kids would use at you.
Yeah.
And my final thing is he has the heart of a lion.
He does.
That he does.
Heart of a lion. Gives his all. Never gives up. Like, loves the game. Phil Rivers.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Is Phil Rivers a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. Hands down.
I don't know about that one.
I agree, but some people like David might not agree
maybe
with that.
Maybe in the NBA. Because NBA's fucking cake to get in.
I'm sorry. You said what? He's a Hall of Famer in the NBA?
If he's scoring buckets, bro. You never know. But no, I'm just saying like the NBA is like super easy to get into Hall of Fame. I feel like when the NFL is like a lot more tough.
You're right. You're right. But...
we'll see.
We'll see. He's going to make it in, so I'm not too worried about it.
I believe.
Yeah.
He will. I think he deserves it more than Eli Manning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I hate Eli Manning.
Eli
Manning's such a...
Eli does have two rings.
He's got rings,
fraud
but like...
rings, and then he's ass after. It's like, how can you back that up?
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, cool. Glad we're all on the end. That took a lot of convincing,
that
didn't
was
it?
Nice.
All right. Let's get into our games for the week. We can start with, what game should we start with? The Pats Texans. Hot Pats, they back, Dave?
They are back.
They're back?
Give me the Pats.
Pats -2. Total points at 49.
I'll take that.
You'll take that?
I don't know about the over, but I'll definitely take the Pats.
I like the over this game. I think
like the over
really?
Teams,
I think the Texans are going to score points, and I also think that the Pats are going to win, so I feel like that kind of adds up.
You know what they say, John? Life is too short.
Well, that's why I'm taking the over,
buddy. We're taking the over. What about you, Jared?
Well, I feel like you guys said, the Pats should win this pretty easily, but I feel like they're adapting it into a run-it-and-play defense kind of team.
That's
so y'all. Yeah. Y'all going so quick with the over? I'm not so sure.
Mm.
You gotta look how deprived of like players that Texans roster is. they can't score points at all. So
that's true.
I don't know. I'm just feeling points
from the
Texans. I'm feeling points from the Texans. I'm big.
Well,
that's
have fun losing your money.
I'm not gonna bet it, but like, I'm not that dumb. Okay, maybe I am. Now I'm
put
gonna.
It in your parlay.
You know what? I'm gonna do it to prove a point.
Make the bet right now.
Not right
live.
Now. Nope, not right now. When the odds are better. Just kidding. They're even odds. All right. Steelers, Jags.
10.5-point spread.
I don't think they cover. Funny enough, but I think they win.
I think the Jags will cover the 10.5 points, and yeah. I also think the over is going to hit strictly because of what I said last week. Gluten free is 2-0 on overs this year. As a NFL starter.
See, I'm taking the Steelers.
Yeah.
Spread.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, I don't know. I feel like the Steelers do this thing so much when they're crazy favorites. They always win but never cover. So, it's time for them to break that trend real quick.
What are the Steelers? They're 9-0? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
They are undefeated.
I feel like they're not a good undefeated team.
That they're really not.
I think they are. I think,
but you think they are good enough to beat the Jaguars by 11 points.
That is true. That's a tough one, honestly.
I'll probably take the over on that too.
I'll take the over.
Yep. Gluten-free. Yeah. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to take every Jaguars over until it doesn't go over. So, mark my words on that one. Falcons Saints over under 52. Let's start with that. What do we think?
Over. I'll take any over with Falcons.
Yeah, over.
I am actually going to go the under because Jameis Winston is the quarterback and he looked awful last week. I know he was kind of just like thrown in there, but he did look bad. See,
I'll go on with that. I think this may be a watch out for the Falcons to upset kind of game.
I think this could be a trap game.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like perfect scenario for a trap game. Yeah. That's what I was also going to say is I'm going to take the Falcons plus +4 this week.
All
right. I agree to that.
I think they're going to put up like
I think I'm still going to take the Saints though. I'm not going to lie. I think Alvin Kamara is too good. Yeah, they got Mike Thomas still. He still had like Jameis Winston, as bad as he can be, like he still has a lot of weapons on the offense. So
chemistry with them.
He has exactly. He was throwing with Mike Evans for a couple of years. I mean, these guys he's thrown a half with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Titans Ravens. Ooh, this game
that's gonna be a good game.
No, this game might actually suck.
You think?
This game could suck.
Low scoring.
Man,
low
hopefully scoring. The Ravens are just good because like they're fun to
they're
watch.
Not good.
I know, but like I want them to be.
I'm expecting them to be good. I'm expecting them to score a lot of points, but I don't know if they will. I'm actually going to go with the under. You said under, Jarrett? 49.5 points?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
I think we're really stupid to take that, so I'm actually not. I'm going to go with the over instead. I changed my mind. And I think this is a shootout. I think this is like a 24-21 game, so I'm also going to take the Titans plus +5.
What's the over-under?
49.5 points.
I think I like the under.
I don't.
Two good defenses.
I don't even like want.
The Titans defense sucks.
I don't even
you
want
did this
to take
like
from
two
the
weeks
Ravens.
Ago. Yes, it is.
It's not that bad.
Their defense is terrible.
It's not that bad.
They're like the worst in the league in stopping on third down.
That's but the Ravens offense. Stinks.
Check the books.
What do you mean check the books?
This game is going to come down to can the Ravens tackle Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Well, I guess more like will the Ravens defense show up to play this week? I guess. And if they do, Ravens. If not, Titans.
Wow.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Do you like hate having to pick against your own team?
Not when they suck.
Not when they suck. I would hate that because do it all the time. Sometimes you gotta think with your head, not your heart. You gotta be smart about it.
If they want to start playing better, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. But
looking back at this now,
they will.
More 1 o'clock games. This looks good. 7 of them.
Yes.
Oh, here we
go.
Oh, yeah.
Back to normal.
That's more like it.
Yeah. All right. That's enough on that one. Bengals, Washington football team. The Washington football team stated today that they're going to roll with the Washington football team name. How do you guys feel about that?
It's kind of baller.
But not really.
It is and it's not. Like it's like, yeah, we're the football team. But like I feel like you can't do much with that.
You can't be the football team and suck.
That's true.
It's so annoying to like say because when I mention a team, I'll be like, all right, like the Patriots or the Texans.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the Washington football team every single time.
It's the football team.
But, like, that could be any football team. That's about stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I mean, I think that's ridiculous. I think the Bengals are going to win this game.
Me too, brother.
And
easy money.
Burrow. Come on.
His O-line does stink pretty bad, though.
And the D-line of Washington is pretty damn good.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say off. That was going to lead me into my next point of taking the under at 46.5 points, but I do think the Bengals are going to win this one. I think they need this one.
Yeah.
I think they're due, actually. They're due.
I'm taking the over. Screw it.
Is it because
is life too short, Jarrett?
Because Joe Burrow is about to go off randomly again, like he's been doing sometimes, and Alex Smith is going to throw for like at least 300.
Facts.
300.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
That's crazy.
Give me the over. I got Terry McLaurin.
Let's go, Dave. Just like that. Convinced me.
All right. Philly. This team. Philly sucks.
Man,
the Browns.
Philly's really so bad.
This game is trash. Yeah, I'm going to take the Browns and the under.
I am also.
Because the Browns are only running the ball now that they have their lineman back and Nick Chubb back.
Yep.
The Eagles are just trash. They just lost to the Giants. I think this is a little disrespectful to the Browns. Disrespectful game right here.
But the Browns do stink, too.
I know they do.
They both stink. Like, no matter who wins this game by how much, it won't tell me anything about them. I'll just be like, well, the Bills still stink.
I mean, I wouldn't say the Browns suck. Or, like, stink.
I don't think they're good at all.
I wouldn't say, I mean, they're 6-3. So they're 6-3 in a very good conference, tied for second place with the Ravens.
They're such a fake
6-3. Yes, but the Eagles are also playing in a worse conference, and their record is 3-5. They've played the worst teams. They've played four in conference games, and so that makes me think that the Browns should wash them.
I don't know about wash, but
I feel like the Browns haven't played and won against like anyone good.
Yeah.
Except the Colts, and Phillip Rivers had like a shit game that game.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like if you look at their schedule, it's like Bengals, Washington, Cowboys, and Bengals again, and Texans.
I mean,
terrible teams. That's what they won.
They almost lost the Bengals one of those games too.
Exactly.
The Colts?
No, the Browns.
You said Phillip Rivers. Or you said Colts, and my mind shot to Phillip Rivers.
I mean, if you look at a lot of these games too, like Texans 10-7, they won. Yeah. Washington 34-20, it's like two touchdowns, but it's Washington.
Exactly.
And they're like
they
should be a good team.
Don't care about this game.
Yeah, I also don't care, so I'm not gonna put much of an argument up for my reasoning because that game is gonna suck. But so let's go to the last 1 o'clock game, Lions Panthers. What do we think? There's just a minus. Plus two.
Yeah, there's
plus
not even
I don't
over
see
under. I don't know why.
Yeah, so here, I'll look for one. You guys talk.
I'm taking the Panthers.
47 points.
I'm surprised the Panthers are underdogs.
Facts, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Well, you guys haven't done your research on this game, have you?
Don't care.
I think they're going to... No, see, realistically, this is what I actually think is going to happen. I think the Lions are going to win and they're going to cover. And the over probably go... It'll probably hit the over at 47. But the Panthers are more likely than not going to start Teddy Bridgewater because he's hurt. But they will be starting who could have been the XFL MVP, P.J. Walker, on the Houston Roughnecks, who is a fantastic quarterback in the XFL.
It's a win-win.
Me and my friends at school, we all picked an XFL team, and I was like, I'll go with the Houston Roughnecks because I saw week one P.J. Walker throw the most beautiful pass I've ever seen. I'm like, yeah, that'll be my team. And then P.J. Walker continues to light it up for, the next 4 weeks. So my heart's telling me, go Panthers. But, realistically, I know, the Lions should smoke them in this
game. I feel like the Panthers have been your team. You're going to turn on them?
Well, they don't have a good quarterback this week. Or they don't have the quarterback this week, the starting quarterback.
Well, they're starting him, you said, right? But, no, he might not.
I just said he's more likely than not
going
to play.
So he's more likely, okay.
Wait, so are we saying that the Lions are a good team?
Yeah, I like them.
Is Kenny Golladay back?
Yeah, he is.
I really do watching the Lions play. I feel I can always make a safe bet on the Lions.
Something about them just screams we're not actually good. I don't know. Because
the Lions are always not good.
They're always not good, and their record is still pretty bad.
Yeah.
Give me the Panthers. I'm taking the Panthers.
Underdog Panthers. Nah, I like the Lions this week.
Give me the Panthers.
Let's go!
Wow. Kenny B and P.J. Walker, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Little That's both. Well, I'll take both of them.
A little dual action?
A little, yeah, exactly. All right, first 4 o'clock game. I'm the only person in the world that might have interest in this game. We have the Chargers-Jets.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who can stink worse?
How
the Chargers are a good bad team.
That is facts.
See, I'm not gonna be surprised when the Jets win this football game. I'm not gonna root for it.
Don't say it.
And I don't want it to happen.
I mean,
but
I can kind of see that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The Jets. I'm
not
the
going to. I think I take the Jets to cover. I don't think the Chargers will. And I think it goes under because, realistically, the Jets shouldn't score a whole lot of points, and the Chargers, I think, should, unless Justin Herbert's hair is a big factor because that's now gone.
Exactly.
All the swag out the window.
He looks like he should be a fat kid now. He looks like he was fat growing up, but obviously he's not. But his face now looks like the face of a fat kid.
Yeah, he is definitely a long hair kind of guy versus short hair. Yeah.
They said he looked like if he was in the movie Stand By Me. Yeah. I don't know if you ever saw that, but that's gas.
I wonder how long it's going to take him to grow his hair back. Because he had some nice locks. That's going to take a very long time.
It does take a while.
Yeah, Jarrett.
Coming from Jarrett, yes.
Facts.
But, you know what? Screw it. I'll take the Chargers minus 9.5 points.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but, like,
it's
I'm gonna.
Minus 9?
9.5, yes.
Ooh. I'm taking the over, though.
I actually have a question for you guys real quick. Does anyone have a flannel I can borrow for work tomorrow?
A flannel?
I mean, yes. I have one, but it might be a little, like, really big.
That's okay. Nah, I'll fit.
What do you need a flannel
I got,
for?
Yeah, I got the upper body of a big guy. Like a big, strong jacked guy.
I got
guy.
You.
Yeah, so.
Why do you need a flannel?
I don't know. My boss just texted me saying we need to wear flannels tomorrow.
She said it's flannel day.
she said it's flannel Friday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so thank you, Maddie.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, sick. So we're going to go flannel Friday tomorrow. All right, thanks for that. But yeah, go Chargers. See, the only reason I don't want them to lose is because I don't want them to lose to, like, the winless Jets. But, like, every other reason, like, for me personally, is, like, lose so, like, we can get, like, just a better draft pick.
But, I mean, you don't even want Trevor Lawrence.
Well, so. Yeah, that's the thing, but, like...
You're already high enough.
True. True. They need the second pick. That's what they want.
I mean, who would go to number two?
I have no idea. I have not looked at any... Oh, Justin Fields. We don't need a quarterback. Yeah, so you know what? Yeah. Maybe is fine. You know what? Maybe we can win this game. We got some slack to
it. Right, maybe we can win this game.
We'll win this one. We'll win this one.
I don't think Justin Fields is the second guy.
It's like some...
I think some tackle.
No. Last thing I saw was Fields.
Fields? Damn.
I mean, it's all different from everybody you see.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, you know what? Chargers. Go Chargers. I just didn't say that word right. Go Chargers, yeah.
Go Chargers.
Super Chargers. All right. We have, how many? 4 o'clock games. All right, cool. Dolphins, Broncos. This is going to be a wash. Dolphins are going to smoke them.
Dolphins, Dolphins,
Dolphins. Dolphins are 6-3, right?
I'm on the hype train.
There's going to be more than that pretty soon.
Man, that's crazy.
Finally.
It's so, Kyle Van Noy.
It's so sick to see them playing.
The Kyle Van Noy effect.
No, not him.
Does Kyle Van Noy make teams good?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
No, he doesn't.
Pat's got to a Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
Where did he play last year?
Pass.
Yeah.
Kyle Van Noy?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they didn't make the Super Bowl last year.
Next segment.
But, see, this is two really good defenses, but I also feel like the Dolphins just, like, are going to obliterate them. Yeah. I think he's going to go under, and I honestly think this might be, like, a 31-7 game.
I can see that.
The Dolphins have that kind of juice this year.
They do.
There's, like, the team that's like, crazy good for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I see a big blowout.
Yeah. But under on points, 45.
Ooh.
Nah.
I might take the over, yeah.
Over.
I don't know. Their defense played really well, and Drew Lock sucks.
A big Tua game.
Big Tua game against.
I'd like to see that. Get him some cred.
Oh, yeah.
Earn some street cred. Yeah. Earn his stripes.
Exactly.
Earn his tiger stripes. All right. Next one. Packers, Colts. Packers are the underdogs in this game.
That's nuts.
I think
it is because. Ooh, the Colts' defense is the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but no. I'm taking the Packers. Come on.
I'm going to take the Packers.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the points. I was like, this is going to be very close. This is going to be like anywhere from 48 to like 52 points, I think. So, I mean, I don't know. I want to hear your opinions first on this.
I don't want to sound rude, but like,
Wait. No insulting Philip Rivers. No, if you're going to insult him, you're not allowed to because I just gave my 5 things on why I love him. So if you have something else to say, I'm serious.
Put it nicely.
I don't trust him. That's what I'll say. I don't trust Philip Rivers.
The Packers defense isn't good.
Good enough.
Yeah. I feel like Philip Rivers could play bad, like, against a bad team. So that's why I don't trust him.
Under points. They're a running team. Yep, 100 points. I've decided.
But the Packers could light it up.
Your nice way of saying he sucks convinced me to take the under, so thank you. All
right, I got you.
And that's going to be a surefire bet. So.
All right, I'll run with the under with you.
Let's run away. Off into the sunset.
Let's go. Yep. What do you got?
Jarrett.
I mean, I might change my pool pick to this game. Seems like free money.
Free money.
Free money. Free money. Free
never
money.
Know, though.
Free money is the best money.
How are the Packers not favored? Like, come on, man.
That is kind of wild.
I don't know, dude. It's a weird game. They've been underdogs in several games this year that they shouldn't have been.
Oh, yeah, I'm changing that.
He said, wait a quick minute. All right, cool. Last 4 o'clock game before we get to the primetime game. Cowboys-Vikings. Going to be a blowout. Vikings minus 7, easy.
So easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
I
got the over.
Andy Dalton's back. Andy Dalton did suck, but he's back, I believe. So, I mean, you know, well,
I think the Dalton Vikings over. Laid up the score, and then I think the Cowboys maybe get, like, 2 touchdowns, and I think that's enough.
Yeah, I feel like the Vikings are, like, almost back to, like, last season Vikings. Yeah. Like, they're starting to catch their stride, actually get good.
They might not lose a game ever again after Kirk Cousins wins in primetime. This might be the start of something new.
Facts.
This is the start. This is the start of something new. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, if they can really get the passing game rolling, like, they're good. Because they got the run game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they
offensive player of the year.
Exactly.
Dalvin Cook.
Yes, sir.
Kirk Cousins. All right. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs, Raiders. The Chiefs are going to stomp their faces
in. Stop it.
They're like, you ruined our perfect season.
The Chief Kryptonite.
No, this game isn't even, not a chance.
I'll say this. The Chiefs win, Raiders cover.
Nope.
Yep.
Chiefs win over points.
I see that, Jared.
It's going to be a last second field goal kind of game.
46-16 score this
week. Hell no. Raiders are sneaky.
Hell no.
They're so sneaky. I don't think they're good, but like, they're sneaky. Like, they can be good.
I've lost it.
And that's why they're going to be good on Sunday night. And they're going to cover the spread. Lose 31-28.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
So that'd be what? That'd be over? So yeah, gotta go over.
Cover the spread over.
Yeah.
It's easy over.
Come on, John.
If you don't think it's over, you're crazy.
You gotta bet.
I said the over.
Bet okay, good.
With the brain.
46-16, they're gonna get washed. This is gonna be a blowout game.
No way, bro.
Yeah.
Heck no.
The Chiefs are pissed about the undefeated season being ruined. Ruined.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yep.
Give me the over.
Yes.
Chiefs offense. Raiders have a decent offense.
Raiders.
Give me the over.
Nah, the Raiders are in like all reality, Raiders are like a pretty good football team. They're decent, but I think just like the Chiefs are going to come out guns blazing. Yeah, I think they're just
I will say that
21 points in the first quarter by the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are especially good on prime time, I feel like.
They are.
That's good. Oh, they're on prime
time. It's their time to shine.
We get to record and watch that game together.
Oh, that's gas.
Yeah.
So, we have a good game tonight, too. So
we
got lucky.
Yeah, even though I've lost everything again. On this game. I just like that that NBA draft bet that I made, I just like lost it all tonight. No, so it's fine.
Hey, you're good.
It's fine.
Yeah. You won again.
Anyways, I don't want to talk about it. Rams Bucks -4 or Rams.
I like the
four?
Bucks,
but
not
it's
by
scary.
Much. Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. It is scary. I'm taking the Bucks too.
Under points.
I think the Bucks are a little bit of a better team. I feel like the Rams offense is like that's what's gonna make them lose this game, cause like I feel like other than that both teams are like very balanced, but the Rams offense is just like not good enough to play with the Bucks. I feel like
that's their weakness for sure, is their offense.
I agree with that 100%.
I do think it'll be less than 48.5 points, cause both defenses are pretty good. And I don't, and like we said, the Rams offense could be like their downfall this week. Just my thoughts.
I mean,
I want to go with the over because it's like the Bucks offense.
But the Rams
I do like your point though. I do like your point.
See, my heart is telling me over because I don't know why, but I have this gut feeling that this is like the Bucks' actual breakout game. We're like, all right, well, we're gonna show you how OP our offense really is. We're gonna put up 40 on. Arguably, like, one of, like, the best pass defenses.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Give me the over.
Life's too short. What do we say, John? What was that saying?
Don't worry about it.
Life's too short. Give us the over.
All right. Yes, that's what we got for the games this week.
Good games.
We can give you some of our picks. I'm just going to rock my first four picks. I'm just going to rock all four. We got Dolphins -3.5, Packers +2.5, Falcons Saints -52 points, and Pats Texans -49 points.
Solid.
I'm a big fan of my underdog and favorites. And then also the under. Pats Texans over, like I said, I think it'll go over, but like it's still like you guys kind of like convinced me out of it almost to the point where I might change it, but I won't.
All right. I can go next for my underdog. I got the Packers +4. My favorite, Vikings -7. I think Titans-Ravens game will be under 49.5. And then for over, I'm going Jets-Chargers over 46.
Can you copy and paste these to me right now?
I like those.
Sure, brother. I can do that.
I like those a lot.
You as well, David. Copy and paste these right now.
Okay.
But yeah, I just feel like Packers is almost kind of a given. That's almost guaranteed. Vikings are playing the Cowboys. They stink. Titans, Ravens, a lot of defense and running the ball. And then Jets, Chargers. Give me a Herbert Flacco shootout, baby. Facts. Come on.
That might be
electric.
I know.
That's gross. No. Like new hairstyle that. Herbert and Joe Flacco is a gross.
Yeah, that's the thing. We gotta see how new hairstyle Herbert plays.
Yeah.
Facts. New man. All right. With the favorite, I got Vikings Cowboys -7, as you did. Underdog, I have Panthers Lions +2. So go Panthers. Under, I have the Browns Eagles 47.5, and over, I have the Cowboys Vikings 47.5.
Pretty solid.
I really like those.
I love them all.
Good.
Except you're gonna lose to me.
You're gonna lose to Jerry.
No, that's not how it works.
I don't care how your picks go because
I beat you.
I thought you meant fantasy.
No,
I
was like,
what? I don't care about your picks anymore because you're 8 behind me. And you know
good thing we get all 4 and you're gonna get 0 out of 4.
Ooh. Let me see yours real quick.
He's like, wait a minute, they're all the same.
How do I lose? It's physically impossible for me to lose. Nah, I don't see one.
Either way, all right, we'll update you real quick. So we kind of had like a forfeit last week. Jeremiah just, not an actual forfeit, he just didn't give me his picks, so he got none.
Unreal.
Coward.
He's chilling at a nice 13 correct compared to my like number one spot at 28. So there's not a chance. No, it wasn't even trying to me to flex like how many I have right. It's just more of how bad his are.
Yeah.
And then Jarrett at 24, Zach at 24, and then Dave at 20.
Sheesh.
Oh, Dave.
20. So, yeah. You know what that means? A big end of the half of the season.
And also, nope. I will say, Zach texted me, and normally we don't do like Thursday night games, and I don't know if it's just because we never really think to, or like, I don't know. But he did take this over for his pick tonight at 57 points.
Y'all looking good.
Interesting.
But we'll see how it goes.
It was a bad first half.
It was a bad, low first half. D-Hop's going to light it up because I need him to.
He always does.
I need him to.
Best receiver in the D-Hop. League.
Pull me out of the mud a little bit, D-Hop.
Julio. I don't care.
Ooh, Cap.
Nah, not Cap.
Capper. But yeah, those are...
Give me Julio on any team. He's better.
I don't think so. I think DeAndre Hopkins is better.
Nope. Silly.
All right. Really quick, I'm going to bring back parlay. Packers, Chiefs, Dolphins. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Packers, Chiefs, Dolphins.
That's it. +326. That's
get
it.
Your money with the Packers.
That's it.
And then, yeah, I like that.
And then, all right, let's wrap it up. Boom or bust this week, boys. Who's booming? Who's busting?
Booming? Antonio Brown.
Ooh.
I think he's going to have, the Rams' third best corner on him? It's time for the AB, the Tom and AB breakout game.
I think he's due for a touchdown.
At least.
100%.
And I'll say a touchdown and 120.
That's crazy. You might be like 20. The third or fourth receiver or DB on the, who are they playing against? The Rams. And, you'll have to guard Antonio Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. Like
it's got to be a mismatch. I don't care who it is out there.
Right. I that's a good pick. I messed with that pick a lot.
Thanks, brother.
All right, I'll go. Did you just do your boom?
I mean,
does your boom?
Should I do both real quick?
Yeah, you can do your both.
Bust another star receiver, Mike Thomas.
Oh!
he doesn't have his guy, Drew Brees, throwing him slants anymore. They're going to have... Jameis Winston, they don't have the chemistry yet. And I feel like we might see a lot of Taysom Hill running the ball this game.
Yeah.
So
that's why we like the under on points.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll go my boom this week, Kalen Ballage.
Ooh.
Okay. Yep.
Chargers have been running the ball a lot. He touched the ball a lot the last couple weeks. Last week was a big portion of the offense. I'm with him. He 4.2 yards a carry, 6.9 yards per reception. I like it. He could probably get 20, maybe even 22 touches And I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's a lot. Jeez.
And I think he'll have his way. And then, so what is it? My bust?
Yep.
My bust is Duke Johnson because D Johnsons suck. That's like...
D Johnsons suck. That's a fact.
Like, I could give you stats or anything else, but I'm just going to tell you that D Johnsons suck.
Doug, get over here.
Duke Johnson's going to bust.
What are your thoughts on that?
I can switch him out for the...
Live Miami. Fantasy updates for us.
Miami running back.
Ahmed?
Ahmed?
Ahmed.
I got him in a mother league.
Or I got Joe Bernard because he's probably going to start over Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon might actually still play. It's still up in the air.
Yeah, but he's projected 12 right now, so which is good. I can use him.
But yeah, D Johnson suck. Yeah. That's it.
That is facts. On to my boom. I have Terry McLaurin. One reason, he is on my fantasy team, so I need him to boom. another reason, he plays for Cincy, or he's playing against Cincy. Mm. And I think last game, Alex Smith had over, like, 50 pass attempts. Yeah. I think it could happen again.
That man Terry is nice, too.
Facts, bro. It's crazy. If he had, like, a really good quarterback, like, he could be dangerous.
Yeah.
In the past four games, he's had 7 receptions. Like, exactly 7. So that's a good sign, and in the past 3 games, he's had over 90 yards. So I just think it's bound to happen against Cincy.
I like that pick.
Yeah. And then my bust, I have Deshaun Watson.
Ooh, good pick.
Give me that. I'm sorry, Derek. Derek is in the room. He has Deshaun Watson.
Nah, man.
But he's playing against the Pats. Pats are my team. Fuck Deshaun Watson this week.
I feel like he's good, but like...
He is.
And as John said, the Texans are banged up. So, it might be tough.
I don't know if he's I said that, up. To be honest.
Shut up.
We're trying to record here, Derek. God.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I like that, though.
All right. Is that what we got? DeAndre Hopkins like has not even seen the ball tonight. He has one catch in the whole first half. And Kyler Murray just like... doesn't want to give it to him. Quandre? What? Quandre Diggs.
Hey, yo,
pause. All right, that's what we got for today. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick. How long was that?
Yeah, what are we at, 40,
41? Yeah, all right, cool.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. The word is sweet. Message us the word sweet. Sweet. Wait, how can we spell sweet funny? S-W-E-E-T-E. E at the end, sweet.
So if you made it this far, DM us and we'll shout you out.
Yeah, we'll all follow you and shout out your page on our personal and parlay Instagram. Ha!
Get that bag.
I mean, between all three of us, how many followers do we have?
What do we got, like... 325.
All right, hold on. Let's add up Jarrett's. Jarrett's got 521. David, you have how many? 521 plus.
John Timbeck, and I have 6,000. Nope.
So you got 521. Dave's got 509. So what? That's 1030.
Yep.
I have
a solid number, really. Nice.
So 1030 plus. So that's. Almost 3,000. We're almost 3,000. We can only get 3,000 people to
one
see it.
One of these members are unlike the other.
So, 3,000 people plus. Wait, plus our 330 on our parlay Instagram that the guy said we would never get to. Did we explain that?
That guy's banned.
How cyberbullying was cool for one guy. Yeah, that was the only reason. Go ahead.
Some guy said that we were negative 1 million. To hit 300 followers. I said, I bet. John posted our podcast on his personal. The numbers start racking up. We hit 300. I tell I gotta fuck off. And that was what? His Instagram's deleted?
He deleted his Instagram, yeah.
Jack made the whole account.
So fuck we that guy. Are the reason for that guy deleting his Instagram.
He couldn't take it anymore.
He couldn't handle the heat. So cyberbullying was cool, I guess, for that one and only time.
Only that time, though.
Only, never, ever, any other time. But when you talk reckless... On the Parlay podcast, you're
going to
hear it.
Exactly.
You're going to get it, man. This kid's going to get it, man. Yo, this kid zip-tied my shoes.
I'm going to kill this kid, son.
This kid's going to get it, man. All right, well, that's what we got. Thanks for listening. Peace.
See ya.
Adios.
How do you know, man?